Massive news in the property market. A major lender has just dropped their buy-to-let mortgage rates to 2.79%. Now, this is the lowest we've seen in years. So with the Bank of England cutting interest rates yet again, is this the start of a mortgage price war or just a headline with a 3% fee? Today, we're going to break down what this means for landlords, remortgages, and whether it's finally time to make the move. My name is Russell Leeds.
And I'm Anna Leeds.
And welcome to the Property Investors Podcast. So,
I think this is quite exciting this week. I don't think it's bad news.
It's good news.
Good news.
Although it does depend a little bit on what your view on inflation is. We'll get onto that.
True.
So, first of all, let's have a look at what's actually happened. So, Bank of England had their meeting in May.
Good old the Bank of England.
So it was a very exciting meeting and they had to decide, what do we do with interest rates? Do we leave it the same? Do we raise it or do we lower it? A couple of people said leave it the same. Pretty much everyone else said let's lower it. In fact, there was actually a split. So most people voted to lower it by 0.25%, which is why that's what happened. But there were a couple of people that voted for it to go even lower by 0.5%, which is maybe a sign of promising things to come.
Yeah.
You know, might keep going lower. Yeah. You know, next time they meet up and do their little vote or however it actually...
Keep going down.
Not that we were actually there. Now, this is interesting because this is actually the fourth rate cut since mid-2024. So clearly they want people to borrow. Yep. They want people to spend. They're trying to get the market moving again. It's that ever-ending... It's always ending. It's the never-ending.
Well, it's because it's their job, isn't it? They almost regiment it, so then people stop spending. All the landlords have panicked. People are selling up, but now they've got that money. They need people to start spending again. So
yeah,
now they've lowered the rates to try and encourage people.
Well, I imagine that the mortgage companies are losing a lot of money with people not borrowing anymore because, you know, the amount that obviously they've raised more, they're probably making a lot of the interest they are charging, but they've raised the rates. A lot of people are selling from the buy-to-let market.
Yeah.
A lot of people are moving out of the buy-to-let market. So, yeah, they need to lower rates because they want to stay competitive. They want to lend their money out. That's their business.
Yeah.
That's what they're trying to do.
So who was it that has...
So big mortgage cut.
The big mortgage cut.
2.79%, which is a great cut, was... just to keep you waiting.
The mortgage works.
It was.
I just thought I'd get in there while you were choking
over. You beat me to it. So, I'm sure you said that before somewhere, but can't remember. So, yeah, so it's a 2-year fixed buy-to-let mortgage, 2.79%.
Sounds amazing, yeah.
It's going to get to it. You can drop the news then.
But it has got a 3% fee, upfront fee. So it doesn't make it quite as good as the headline sounds.
But it's still a very good rate.
Yeah.
So do you want to explain then? You mentioned fees, interest rates. Do you want to just explain for anyone listening to this, it's like, oh, I've never really or had a buy-to-let mortgage before, or I have before, but I don't really know what I'm doing. What's the difference between the fees and the interest rates?
So
how do they work?
So the fee is normally an upfront cost. So this has got a 3% fee, which you're going to just have to pay up front. And then the interest rates, what you pay for the duration. Interest you pay.
Every month your interest rates. Okay, cool. So for this example, I've put some sort of example figures.
Yeah.
So the Mortgage Works New Deal, 2.79% fee, 3% on the loan amount that you borrow up front. So if you borrowed 200 grand...
You'd be paying 6,000 up front.
Yeah, which is 3%. So 6,000 up front.
But then you'd have the 2.79 on the rest of the loan.
Yeah. Now, sometimes you can... when you pay a fee, you can roll it into your payments.
Yeah, because we did that, didn't we?
I think we did, yeah.
I'm sure we did on this house.
We had a fee, we rolled it in. But other times, I think it is an upfront fee. Why do you think lenders do that? Why don't they just say it's a 3.2% fee or a 3%? Like, why do they say, oh, it's 2.79 plus a sneaky fee?
Because it looks more appealing, doesn't it? And people are like, oh... And they jump at it because it sounds really good, doesn't it?
Because people always make podcasts about it.
Yeah.
And say 2.79% fee. It's a headline.
It is a headline, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Low rate, high fee. So it's better for monthly cash flow.
Yeah.
Whereas if you had a high rate and no fee, that's better for now. You don't need money up front.
So it's like, have you got the money to invest now?
Yeah. Having said that, though, I mean, even with the fee, this is still a great deal.
Yeah.
What you should probably do if you're looking for a mortgage is you should run the numbers and see what it works out at. Look how much you want to borrow, put it through, test it out, and compare it. But it is one of the lowest we've had since early 2022.
And I think what's exciting too is this kind of thing has a domino effect. So what you'll find now is the other lenders will lower their rates. So the big lenders,
Barclays, Halifax,
because they have to all be competitive. It's not the kind of thing where it's just like, oh, but that bank is 7%, because they just wouldn't. No one would do it. They have to stay competitive. So once one starts dropping the fees, they all have to.
Yeah. So I suppose the question for you guys watching at home is, would you pay a 3% fee right now in order to lock in at 2.779% for 2 years? Interestingly, I think it's still cheaper at the moment to lock in for 5 years. Interestingly, when we remortgaged one of our properties in Market Drayton, I had the choice, like, do I go 2 year or do I go 5 year? Now, 2 year was more expensive than 5 year. So that's a sign that they're expecting after 2 years it's going to come down.
Yep.
I went 5 year, and the reason I went 5 year is because it still made a decent profit at these rates for 5 year. And I thought, if it does change, well, number one, I've made less money for the next 2 years.
Yep.
But also, if it does change, and let's say it goes up even more, I'm in a situation where, like, I could be losing money for 5 years. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So locking in, I suppose, would you rather have the certainty of making money, but maybe you make less money? Or would you rather take the risk, but then you could make loads more money, but you also could make a loss?
See, I feel like I should say I'd be up for taking the risk, but I'm a bit more... I like to just lock in. If I know it's good anyway, I'd think, okay.
It's not that good though. But neither options are good. There was that phase, 2022, everything was a bad option.
Bad time, wasn't it, that? Everything was a bad option. And we'll, like you say, now we'd be thinking, oh yeah, we could be getting lower rates. But hey-ha.
So what would you do? Lock in, take the risk? What you could do...
Well, I think it was obvious what we're going to do. Like, would we do? Well, what we did do, I suppose, is the answer.
Yeah, yeah.
We locked in for 5 years.
We did. But what, you could be the ultimate risk taker, go on a variable rate, so you're not fixed at all.
Oh, no, I feel like, that might be too out there.
So then, for those of you that don't know, variable or tracker mortgages, what they do is they track base rate. So right, if we were, though, our mortgage payments would have come down.
But then if it shot up, our mortgage payments would shoot up. And that's living by it. Like, I do like to be able to do some form of budgeting and knowing how much everything's going to be. That's a bit too
there is something to be said for being able to budget.
Yeah.
There is something to be said. However, right, we could argue, you do the same argument.
I don't know why you're arguing that. You love a budget.
It's the same argument though, right? Service accommodation.
Yeah.
No budget is equivalent of, because you are going to get more money, but there's more risk versus a normal buy to let.
Where you just put someone
steady, standard, it's the same. And then what do we do? We do serviced accommodation.
Yeah, and I love serviced accommodation.
So
yeah,
you just pick and choose where you want to be a risk taker, don't you?
Yeah, I'll do, yeah. And where I want my budget in place.
So with a variable or tracker mortgage, it tracks base rate, plus it adds on, let's say, 1.5%, 2%. So right now it's 4.25. So you'd be paying, like, I don't know, 5.75% or something. But then if it goes down again, you'd be saving more money again and more money. But then if it went up, you'd pay more money. It's a bit riskier.
It is a bit riskier. I think you want to be able to you want to be really on it with how you feel like it's going to go.
Like, I quite like fixed.
Yeah, I do because I just like to know where I stand.
So my question for you guys at home is, what are you going to do? Would you pay? Did I ask that already?
You did.
I did. Okay. Well, I've asked the question. Comment below. Let us know. Or would you hold on and think it's probably going to come down again?
See, that's the thing now. I think because we were talking about the Bank of England and saying they were voting about it coming down even further, is there a chance very soon it's going to come down even further? And, like, I can see why people might be even trying to hold off that little bit longer.
For, like, a 2.5% fee?
Yeah.
And if you're locked in now, you'd be kicking yourself?
For 5 years. Yeah.
You could be.
Do you know what I think I'd do? I think right now I'd lock in for 2 years.
And then see.
And then see. And then see if it does come down.
Yeah. Because, oh, I think with these new rates, I'll tell you who this is brilliant for as well. If you're one of those people, those annoyingly good timing people.
The 2020, 2021
that sort of locked in 2020, 2021 for like 1.5% or 2%, and your 5 year now is coming to an end. It's like, oh, what perfect timing. You've missed.
It's like they're doing it for them, isn't it? Just those people.
I reckon they all did it. It's like the government, they all locked in. They were like, right, let's probably rank them up.
Probably
let's all lock
Boris
in
Johnson
first.
Did.
Yeah, but Boris would have done it. He'll have been partying about it in Parliament. He'll have been right having a good old laugh. I know what we'll do, right? All of us, right? We'll fix the mortgages, fix them for 5 years. Let's crank up interest rates. But by the time our 5 year fix comes down, we'll put them back down again. I genuinely think, though, that sort of stuff is going to be happening.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you want to watch that show with Colin Firth on Sky? I can't think what it was called, but about the plane disaster.
Yes.
Yeah, and it was like, oh, they got a tip off and all the government officials didn't catch the
plane. That was, and they were like, why on Christmas? Yeah, because this is a true story as well, isn't it? Like, why at Christmas was this plane half empty? And I can't think where they were going. Were they going to New York?
Going to New York.
And they were like, that just isn't normal. Like, this was meant to be a sold out flight, and then it crashed, didn't it?
Yeah.
And it came to light. One dad of a girl that had died on the plane was like, this doesn't make any sense. And it came to light that all the government officials had been told there is a threat. Don't board the plane.
There is a threat. And they were like, yeah, but we get threats all the time. We can't take all of them seriously. It's like, you took it seriously enough to miss your own flight, though, didn't you? You know, you must have believed it at least to a point.
And they believed it enough to tell all the government officials to not get on it.
Yeah.
Mm. And if it's that big a threat, then what on earth are they doing letting anyone get on it? And where did it crash? Was it up in near Newcastle?
It was in Scotland, wasn't it?
It was a little town in Scotland, wasn't it?
Which was the name of the show, which I can't remember.
Yeah,
can't
it was
remember.
A great series, that was.
It was a very good series. I just enjoyed it.
We digress.
So what does this mean for buy-to-let investors? So yeah, if you're one of those people, great. If you're in a situation now where you've got a mortgage coming to an end or you're not on fixed, if you're on a...
Then this is really good news.
It's great news. It's coming down. It's probably going to bring other mortgage companies down as well. I do think interest rates are going to come down again next time. Because the fact that a couple of people voted to bring it down 0.5%, I think there's a good chance it's going to go down to 4% in the not too distant future.
Yeah.
The fees of the 3% monthly payments, that is a bit of a pain.
Yeah.
But it's still a good deal. And I would recommend just running your numbers. Checking, but even if this deal doesn't work for you, it's a sign of things to come. Like you mentioned, Halifax, Lloyds, NatWest, they're all going to follow suit because they're going to want to stay competitive.
So stress testing is still a bit of an issue because some lenders still assume 6-8% interest.
So if anyone doesn't know, very quickly explain what stress testing is. Stress testing is actually a good thing, I think. But
yeah, I do. So it's when lenders check your rental income is enough to cover the mortgage. Even if, so it's not based on what you're paying now, can you afford it now? It's if they did go up.
Mm.
And I agree. I think it's actually a good thing because I think if they're like, no, you couldn't, have you got yourself? Is it a good investment?
Maybe you shouldn't be buying it anyway.
Yeah, because if it's that close a margin where if your mortgage went up a little bit, it'd be like, you can't afford this.
Mm. Yeah, and this is not an affordability check on you. No. So for example, if Anna Leeds is buying a house for Anna Leeds to live in, they're going to go, right, well, how much does Anna Leeds earn and can she afford to live in this house? Fine. With a buy-to-let mortgage, Anna Leeds isn't the one paying the mortgage, right? It's buy-to-let. The tenant is the one paying the mortgage. So I've got a little case study here. So for example, if your mortgage interest rates come in under this new fantastic deal, 2.79%, they come in at £800 a month, for example, they might say, well, let's stress test it at 6%. So you might need a rental income, for example, of £1,160 a month to qualify. Again, not based on what you're paying now, but what would happen if Bank of England changed their mind, interest rates go up, Trump introduces some new tariffs.
Yeah.
Interestingly, in America, they haven't brought base rate down. It stayed the same because of Trump and the tariffs.
Good old Trump.
And all the uncertainty. What's going on with the tariffs? Yeah. It's been paused. It's been paused.
It's causing a stir, isn't it? He's certainly causing a stir.
It's causing a volatile market. We've actually made quite a bit of money off it.
We have, actually.
Our stocks have done pretty well.
But the stock market, I mean, has been...
I was a bit worried. It's one of those, isn't it? It's one of those. It goes up, it goes down.
But it's certainly caused even more up and down than usual.
Yeah.
It has. Exciting times.
But you're right. If they mortgage company does a stress test on the deal and goes, oh, it doesn't qualify for the stress test, I would be seriously questioning, well, is this a good deal then?
Yeah.
There's not enough profit to potentially take that rise in interest. Oh, probably not enough profit for me to make a good deal off it right now anyway.
Yeah. But isn't that based on buy-to-lets though? So if where that wouldn't be the case is if you thought, yeah, but this house is in a, oh, I'm actually going to do it as serviced accommodation.
Of course, with permission.
With permission, obviously.
Obviously. Permission.
Then obviously you know the profits are going to be way more. So that then the stress test might not.
But even then.
Would you still think if you failed the stress test?
Well, even then it's like, well, what's your backup? If you're going to do it as serviced accommodation, which is a very good point, but what's your backup if it doesn't work, as they say, or if the government changes legislation?
True.
Buy to let.
Yeah. I suppose, because you'll fall back always on those kind of things. HMO, buy to let. Well, I could at least just rent it out to a family. That is true. But I'm just such a big believer in serviced accommodation, and I believe that could work anywhere for anyone.
Anywhere, anytime. Loads of profit. Doesn't matter what interest rates do. 10%, bring it on.
Come on. I know serviced accommodation that work in Pelsall. And if they work in Pelsall, they can work anywhere.
This is true.
Because no one's holidaying there.
So here's my question for you, Anna Leeds. Words of wisdom right now.
Oh, no.
You're going to blow people away.
Okay.
Will the rates, as you want your crystal ball out, will the rates keep coming down?
Oh. Short term, maybe.
I think they will short term.
But then they'll go back up.
You think they'll go back up?
Yeah.
Really? Back up to like higher than what they are now? See, it's a difficult one. Because
I do, actually.
Really? Yeah. Our whole life, right?
They've been really low, haven't they?
Not our whole life. When I was born, they were like 14%. It was really stupid. But our whole adult life. Yeah.
Since we've been buying properties.
Since we've been aware.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been really like super, super.
And it's funny how you just don't appreciate it, do you? Because obviously, the generation above us, like our parents, they were loving the interest being low because they were, but we were so just like, isn't that just interest rates? That just is interest rates, isn't it?
I remember Samuel saying to me, like, oh, I think interest rates got to 5%. This is about 5 years ago. And I was like, that sounded outrageous. That sounded unbelievably outrageous.
It was like, of course, it's not going to do
5%,
that.
5%, that's nuts. That's so freaking expensive. Yeah. Here's the thing though, right? This is a really important point. Interest rates, inflation, obviously they're very, very linked, right? They're trying to keep inflation down. Inflation is not necessarily a bad thing.
No.
In many ways, if you're an investor, an active investor, inflation is actually a really good thing. Yeah. Now, if you don't own anything, if you're just like, oh, I've just got a little job and I'm earning a bit of money and I'm struggling to live, inflation's terrible. And this is why the media and the news...
The housing crisis, the food crisis...
It's all awful. Inflation's terrible. You know, salaries are going down, really, in real terms, right? Inflation's terrible. However, while that might be true for them, if you own assets, if you own property... And especially if you use debt to buy the property.
Yep.
Inflation is freaking awesome.
Yeah. You go ahead.
I know you know.
You go ahead.
But I'm explaining why to you anyway. Right. Let's say you bought a property for 200 grand. Over, say, 10 years, inflation, and we know this through history, time and time and time again, inflation is going to force that price up from 200 grand to probably double.
Yep.
So KPMG did a study. And they reckon by 2034, house prices, average house price right now, what, 300 and something grand? They reckon that by 2035, house prices will be worth 900 grand. That's in 10 years, they reckon they're going to triple.
Wow.
Gary Economics, who, say what you want about him, but he knows his stuff when it comes to economics. Yeah. He reckons in 5 years, they're going to double.
Yeah.
So house prices are seriously going up. So if you buy a property right now for 300 grand, in 5 years' time, let's say it doubles in 10 years' time, you've made 300 grand in capital appreciation, right? And inflation's done that for you.
Yeah.
But here's the beautiful thing about it as well. You buy a property for 300 grand, what percent mortgage are you going to put down?
For 300 grand?
What percent deposit are you going to put down?
Oh, about 25%.
25%. 25% of 300 is what, 75?
Yeah.
So you're going to put down 75 grand. And the rest of it's going to be mortgage. So when your property goes up to 600 grand, all that money you've made. But the really cool thing is your mortgage, which is 225, is shrinking.
Yeah.
Right. So you've made 300 grand and your mortgage has shrunk probably, I don't know, even if it's just 2% a year or something, like, it's going to seriously come down. Yeah. But the way it's going at the moment, it could be even a lot more. So inflation is shrinking your debts,
yeah,
and it's raising up the price of your assets. It's only an issue for people that don't have assets.
Yeah, so that's why you need to get invested.
Yeah, you'd need to be buying. Selling off right now is so stupid. I mean, if you look at all
the
banks,
I think we say that in every podcast, don't we, to the people?
Because everyone's doing it.
Yeah.
Everyone's selling off. Everyone's worried.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, interest rates are really high right now. And government legislation. Yeah. Do you know why the government's bringing all the legislation? To get rid of all the little landlords.
Yeah.
They're deliberately doing it.
To scare
the
people.
Banks, yeah. Everyone are buying all the residential houses. And the idiots are falling for it. They're selling up. They're getting out of the market. They're allowing the banks, everyone, to buy their properties at a cut price. Because property prices haven't moved.
Yeah.
Really in 5 years. And they actually have shrunk because of inflation's been crazy through the roof. So your assets are actually shrink up, not even changing right now. I could go on yeah, and on. But yeah, basically buy property, buy as much property as you can.
So what do you think? I think they'll go down a little bit and then they will might go up like to 5-6%.
Do you know what I actually think? I actually think I think recency bias is massively real. Right. So I think whatever's happening right now, you kind of think it's going to happen forever.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we were in COVID and you kind of feel like I can't ever imagine going back to normal? I just feel like we're going to be in this for the rest of our lives. Yeah.
And the world's never going to be the same again.
Yeah. Or remember when we our daughter Emily, remember she used to get up in the night crying every single night? She did it for about 3 months.
Yeah.
But it felt like this is never, ever going to exist.
Yeah, it felt
forever.
Like years at the time, didn't it?
It did. It felt ridiculous. And I think whatever you're experiencing right now, it feels like that's going to stay. So. Yeah. My gut is to say, I think they're going to drop a little bit more and then stick around the 3%.
So you don't think there's a chance it will go down back to like the 1.52%?
I think there's a chance it will. But I don't think it will though. I think it will drop a bit more and then hover then. I don't think it's going to go quite back down to what it was. I think if we look at the rest of our life, they'll seem high, but then I reckon they'll stabilise.
I feel like the way we're going, we're going to have predicted everything in this little bit that we could just...
Well, hold on, let's do a few more. I think they're going to go through the roof.
Yeah, I think it's just going to... They're going to stay the same.
I think they're going to go massively down.
Smashed it.
Now, whatever happens, we'll just crop that little tiny bit, yeah, put it on and say, I predicted this in May 2025. This is what I said on the podcast. And what I actually think is they're going to drop a little bit more and then stick around the same.
Yeah.
But I haven't got a crystal ball. I'm probably biased by what's going on right now.
Yeah.
I tell you what I do know is going to happen. Forget interest rates. What I do know is going to happen is inflation is going to carry on rising. Property prices are going to carry on rising.
Yeah.
Buy as much property as you can and find a way of making it profitable. Now, if that's through locking in at this interest rate, it's 2.79%. If that's through doing BRRs, if that's through doing service accommodation, but that, the interest rates, I'm not sure. Property prices, I'm damn sure about.
Yeah.
That is only going one way, which is up.
Definitely.
Guys, hope you enjoyed the show. To keep updated with more updates, what's going on in the property world, news, latest hacks, ideas, mortgage rates, whatever it is, we're going to keep you updated every single week. So do not forget to subscribe so that you never miss an upload. My name is Russell Leeds.
And I'm Anna Leeds.
And we'll see you next week.